This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 11th of July, 1963. The title of this lecture is ARC Breaks. This tape is 77 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
All right, this is 11 July. And, AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. Having a thing talk to you about, you know everything there is to know. And that would be all right, except you know some things also that aren't true. My mission is trying to point out the essentials. All right. A lot of things I could talk to you about. But the thing you're going to have most trouble with is ARC breaks. So I better start telling you something about ARC breaks. You have just received an HCLB concerning assessment for ARC break. And frankly, that's a rather marvelous piece of stuff. You get so you can wheel and deal with those ARC break lists. Why, you're right in there kicking. The only difficulties with these ARC break lists, the only real difficulties with them, is the fact they're always assessed on a dirty needle. And although you want a clean needle for all listing and assessment, the auditor should be banished to Siberia by the American Psychiatric Association, who tries to clean up the needle before he gets the ARC break straightened out. I can see it now. Somebody's going to do this. I just know somebody's going to do this. They're going to see that the needle is dirty, and they're going to have their ARC break assessment list in front of them. And they're going to say, how in the name of common sense can I possibly assess this because the needle is dirty? And then spend the next 10 or 15 minutes trying to clean up the needle so they can do the ARC break assessment. Now, I know that is very sarcastic of me and very unbelieving of me and all that sort of thing. But the truth of the matter is, they would be missing this interesting point. All dirty needles are ARC breaks. And the only thing that will clean up an ARC break is the list. So what you're doing there, you're faced with the problem. You're faced with the problem of having to shoot down this bird in flight, this ARC break, this black crow, with a gun that's got four ripples in the barrel. You see, it's difficult. And that's what's difficult about ARC break assessment. There really isn't anything else that's difficult about it. But even this isn't difficult if you very, very sharply and definitely follow the rule of instant read. And that will save you a lot of eye strain and myopia and worry. Now, this makes an auditor who can do an ARC break assessment accurately every time a paragon amongst auditors. And that is why it's the most marvelous training process there could possibly be. We say, we got it. I'll give you an idea, see? We got a nice, clean needle. There it is, flowing cleanly. We say, recall an ARC break. And it goes, start to fall the other way. See, we've said, in essence, turn on a dirty needle. There's no reason for you to worry about it, because that's, in essence, what you've said. Let's put it this way. This is metaphorical, but nevertheless, might stay in your minds a little bit better. It's what makes life rough, see? It's ARC breaks. If you didn't have any ARC breaks any place, why, life would be very smooth, wouldn't it? Well, the way to not have ARC breaks, by the way, is to be in a total coma. Or be able to handle the environment. Now, therefore, the whole idea of running ARC brakes is smoothing out rough needles. Got the idea? If you got rid of somebody's ARC brakes, you would have a smooth needle. Let me put it this way, you can understand it much better. Now, if there were no ARC brakes on the person's track, then a button going out would not cause a dirty needle. So there is another echelon, shallower, on the subject of lists than lists, and that's buttons. Let's take a look at suppress. How come you can get a kick out of the button suppress? Well, it is sitting on a series of ARC brakes. A chain of engrams is actually a chain of ARC brakes. See, there's the combinations of matter, energy, space, time, and thought. The combinations of these and a thetan's reaction to them in their combinations. His reaction to one or another combination of matter, energy, space, time, and significance. See? And then you have the matter, energy, space, time, and significance. Let's divide that up very sharply. There are two things at work here. One which we will carelessly call the Thetan's reaction, and the other which we will group as a whole class of its own, matter, energy, space, time, and significance. Now, you see, you could have matter, energy, space, Delacroix, he's a painter, Deschamps, he's a prize fighter. Who was it that invented that? Descartes, yes. I can remember some of the people on this planet. Yeah, he had a bunch of junk going. Excuse me. It was some philosophical rendition. Where if a tree fell in the forest and there was nobody there, maybe this was Locke or Hume, the tree fell in the forest and nobody heard it, would it have made a sound? Well, it's... This is a bunch of nonsense, you see. In other words, this is an entirely different school of thought. This is a school of thought of is existence. See? Is existence. And if you're not there, does it exist? I wrote a story one time, maybe you read it, named Fear. And as the guy walks down the street, he knows they're taking the scenery down behind him and putting it up in front of him. And he knows there is no other scenery except the scenery which exists for him. Well, I'm afraid that's philosophy is the same order of magnitude. See? If a tree falls in the forest and nobody is there, does it make a sound? See? Well, in other words, something has to be observed in order to be. Well, that isn't true at all. Nothing has to be observed in order to be. You can just forget about that. For all practical purposes, if you ever get entangled in on it, probably shouldn't ever have mentioned it. I might now have tangled you in something you might not otherwise have ever confronted. But it's a basis of this. If there's some matter, energy, space, and time, lying out on the lawn out there, then it is simply there, isn't it? And you're here, and it's there. All right, that's fine. That's fine. That's two different orders of action. You're not looking at it or otherwise. Now, for a reaction to exist, you have to look at it, know about it, hear about it, confront or not confront it in some gradient of some kind or another. Now, that's what I mean when I say your reaction to matter, energy, space, time. A Thetan's reaction to matter, energy, space, time, and significance. See? So you've got the reaction here, and you've got the matter, energy, space, time, and significance over here. Now, we're not even slightly involved with the question of whether or not it doesn't exist if we don't look at it, and all of this sort of stuff. You get into the goal to experience. In order to experience it, it has to be there. The truth of the matter is, do you know that you can't, it can be that you just don't know about something and it goes to pieces and you still don't know about it. And you see, you've never seen it, never had any experience with it, never confronted it or anything else, and you then don't have any reaction to it. You neither have a not knowing reaction or a knowing reaction to it. You don't have any reaction to it at all. Because as far as you were concerned, it didn't exist. So the relationship between the Thetan's reaction and matter, energy, space, time, and significance as a package, you see, is communication. And to be affected by something, one must communicate with it or not communicate with it knowingly. You can actually shed a tremendous amount of philosophic balderdash if you just lay it out along those crude lines. There's an automobile accident taking place 4 miles from here, let us say, at this moment. If we don't communicate with it, we don't see the remains of the accident. We don't know the people involved in it. We don't know that it has occurred. We don't even read about it in the paper. See? There is no interaction. We are not in some esoteric fashion influenced by this automobile accident. It requires a communication to be influenced by the automobile accident. But remember, if we knew the automobile accident was going to take place and we carefully didn't know it was going to take place, that, no matter how obliquely or how well forgotten, is still a communication. Okay. It's this type of communication that gets the Thetan in trouble. You see, he's been there, and he didn't communicate, and carefully. And he made a picture of it, or put up a wall against it, or protested it, or something like that, and he's got this picture, and he doesn't want to confront the picture either, because it's the significance in the picture now has been added to by his reaction. And his reaction was he didn't want to communicate with it. So a Thetan's reaction becomes part of all observed or carefully not observed matter, energy, space, time, and significance. In other words, the reaction factor adds to the matter, energy, space, time, and significance. And this then, with the new significance of the Thetan's reaction time, made into a mental image picture, becomes the time track. So the matter, energy, space, time, and significance has added into it the Thetan's reaction. So past is different than present in that the picture of the past has had added into it the Thetan's reaction to it. You follow that? So you see, past is different than present time. Now, in the future, we add hope or hopelessness. So therefore, the future also has in it a reaction to it. But in view of the fact that it's not often made up into pictures, although sometimes it is, they're just whole cloth dream-ups, you see. They're not pressures against the physical universe or actual pictures. But you know, you can cause somebody to run future track. You want to horrify some PC sometimes, scatter him out of a GPM. See, GPMs tend to remain as present time. You know, that's their best fort. They get you all mixed up because they seem to be in present time. You see, the dichotomy has destroyed their time factor and made an instantaneousness and made them drift on the time track instead of staying anchored down where they should be on the time track, you see. And of course, a Thetan thinks it's right there. And you can't get a date on something. I don't advise you to do this because it's upsetting to the PC, but I'm just telling you a phenomenon. This is not a practical or workable thing, perhaps, but you might like to do something with it, just to give you an interesting thing. You can't get a read on this facsimile, and you know doggone well it's there. Ask if it was tomorrow or yesterday. It shakes it out of present time, and you all of a sudden get a read on it. In spite of the fact the PC usually ARC breaks. Now, that, of course, is a past which seems to be the present and requires a reaction to it in the present, but has already got a reaction in it. So a Thetan takes his reaction out of this and wears it in present time, and you have the factor of re-stimulation of reaction. You got a re-stimulation then of what he has already reacted to. So his reactions of the past become his reactions of the present. If you want to have a time sometime, I won't take up your time right now getting you to box this thing around one way or the other, because of course it becomes very complicated. When you have audited an engram, the reaction to the engram in the session becomes part of the session time track, even though the facsimile itself has been erased off the main time track, and you still have a little tiny cross-reaction. It hasn't got any teeth in it to amount to anything. But you've got this little tiny shadow of an incident riding in PT at that session moment. And I use this occasionally by trying to find out what was the needle reaction at a certain period of an auditing session. All I have to do is momentarily return the PC to that exact instant of the auditing section, and there's just enough needle reaction left to give me one kick. It'll give me one small kick. It doesn't really represent charge. All it represents is the action pattern of the observed present. You might even be able to get another rocket read out of a Helitrobus implant series out of PT. But boy, would you have to sweat at it. And it wouldn't have the force or power, you see, of the original rocket read at all, but you could actually get it to react on the meter if you really worked it over and got the PC at that exact moment when the meter is reacting. In other words, at any given instant of the time track, you can rekindle any given instant or any given reaction. The time track has reaction added to it as making it different than present time. Present time really doesn't have reaction in it, except as it borrows it off the time track, or it is added to present time by the Thetan. Let's take the luckless fellow who is looking for happiness and never puts any happiness into his reaction to present time. Look that one over for a moment. Now, the only reactions to matter, energy, space, time, and significance that exists on the whole track is the Thetan's reaction to, added to, the matter, energy, space, time, and significance as a mental image picture. So now he goes back on the track trying to be happy about something, but if he, of course, did not have the reaction of happiness to the matter, energy, space, time, and significance at the time it occurred, he will then have only an unhappy reaction. This is quite this is quite horrible. You could actually, very funny experiment with the mind, see? You could lay out 24 hours or 12 hours or 8 hours or something in which you were going to put a happy reaction into everything. You need to go out and see the garbage pail and you say, oh, how happy I am, you see, about the garbage pail. Rain's coming down. Oh, beautiful rain, you know. I mean, just with malice aforethought, you know. Bark your shins. Oh, wonderful pain. Just rack yourself up a few hours of this, see? And then as the few days go by, get somebody to audit you through it, you see? And you'll have the most idiotic feeling of happiness, you see? How happy. I was certainly happy that day. It was quite remarkable. Now, we've agreed that certain things should be reacted to in certain ways. There are certain things we are supposed to be horrified about. We're supposed to be happy about. And one of the things that almost breaks your back sometimes, trying to live and exist and be cheerful in present time, is things you're supposed to be happy about is pushed in your lap, see, by your fellows or life, only you don't happen to be happy about these things, and you never have been happy about this, but you're supposed to be happy about this thing, you see. And actually, your reaction is quite horrible, you see. You know, a birthday present or something like this, when you something and... Oh, thank you, you know. You're building up a ridge between your past reaction to the clown that they gave you for your birthday present, you see, or birthdays in general, or the fact that you're really getting on and you don't like to think about it. Various things of that character, you see. And you build up a ridge between your present forced reaction for social purposes, you see, and your past reaction to such things, and it makes you feel wog, grog, what's going on. So this can become very involved. The Thetan's reaction to matter, energy, space, time, and significance then enters into upper echelon complications, which are simply the back and forth interplay of favorable and unfavorable reactions, don't you see? All complicated by the now I'm supposed to reactions. That gets quite confusing after a while, and the reality of the situation goes by the boards. It just gets to be too strenuous to get this many reactions through your noggin, so you just say, well, it's all unreal. And you put it behind you, you want nothing more to do with it, and then it can chew on the back of your neck without any interruption from there on. Well, you say, well, I would feel all right if we just didn't keep stirring up these engrams and so forth. Well, I don't know that you would or wouldn't, because they're all there ready to be stirred up. And if you're not going to stir them up, life's going to. And what do you want to do, leave it on total automatic? So you can square away these things and take care of them, and you can handle this various situation. But sometimes these reactions rather get in your hair, and the only errors that can be made in an auditing session, which are upsetting at all, actually are wrong date, wrong duration. Those are very upsetting, very upsetting. They tend to louse a case up. I don't know anything else that louses a case up. But now let's talk about this smooth needle thing. None of the immediate past is in re-stimulation, see? Needle smooth. So forth. We're talking about 2H now, see? Nothing's in re-stimulation. There's no miscommunication going on here. There's no reaction to the reality, you see, of the matter, energy, space, time, and significance contained and recorded in the bank, you see, and this needle sweeping beautifully, everything's going along. And you say, recall an ARC break. Well, you're asking for a moment of miscommunication of some kind or another. By definition, an ARC break is affinity, reality, and communication gone wrong. So, of course, that expresses itself in a dirty needle. Well, it normally became an ARC break because it bypassed some charge which was restimulated. It restimulated some charge, and this became unknown to the individual. And he attributed the reasons for the ARC break to something else and introduced a lie into the situation, and then went on feeling bad about it because the lie gave it persistence. The only way you get persistence is with a lie, unless you just postulate it will persist. All right, let's look at this phenomena again here now. The reaction of the Thetan can be phrased as his concept of affinity with regard to something, whether he's I'm supposed to be or natively postulated right on the spot. His reaction is reaction on the subject of reality, and his reaction is, of course, a form of communication. And the reaction is about, you see, is about the reality and results in a feeling of affinity or misaffinity of some kind or another. There's how you get the bridge between Thetan at point A and matter, energy, space, time, and significance over here at point B. And the reaction which takes place between these two things is expressed in terms of affinity, reality, and communication concerning the matter, energy, space, time, and significance which he is confronting, monitored by past affinity, reality, and communication concerning similar matter, energy, space, time, and significance, says, of the past. You got that? Complex. Actually, very simple. It's simple as long as you can retain a somewhat detached outlook. You get involved in the middle of the battle, and there's so many swords clashing against so many shields and helmets. There are so many hoofs belonging to so many different horses involved in all this. And arrows intended for elsewhere are landing nowheres and or in you and so forth. And you don't have time to retain a detached attitude. You tend to put it on a total reaction. Total reaction. But that is caused by a condensation of time. So that what we really get the brunt of in this universe is an insufficiency of time. Now, you get an insufficiency of time by staying on the time track. You think that's an idiotic statement. It's just very, very factual. You start protesting time. Somebody incarcerates you and gives you a couple of 100 years in the jug. And you're sitting there, jog, jog, and instead of using it to clean up your engrams or something like this, why, there you are with too much time on your hands. Oh, that's your consideration. Your reaction to the time is in the jug is actually unwanted location. You don't want that location. And you blame it on time, and you confuse location and time and blame time. So the basic lie on the track is, of course, to confuse time and location and curse location because of time or time because of location. And you get these two things mixed up, and you've had it. Now, the truth of the matter is, very few years ago, actually, practically yesterday, a few trillion years ago, in actual fact, you probably didn't stick on the time track. Now, the further back you go, the less accurate you were with positioning yourself in present time. Now, I shouldn't use the word accurate. The less you were fixed into present time. You were slippery on the subject. You'd slide around without thinking about it. And you could at will go yesterday and go tomorrow. Time's a very artificial consideration. We see this sometimes in science fiction where somebody has mastered a time machine. There aren't any time machines except an OT. He's a time machine. And he actually can't carry stuff back into the past or restore it in the future without simply creating it again in the past and creating it in the future. Of course, I don't know that the past isn't there in some instances if it's been fixed to stay there. But this is a very interesting consideration. You didn't necessarily find yourself totally surrounded by the environment of present time. You could went yesterday. And of course, that was a very short jump. More likely, it was 100 years. You go back 100 years for a short nap. This was very useful. You could slip around all over the place. You wouldn't necessarily find mess there. But you began to be cursed and to curse this proposition because nobody was sufficiently fixed and you couldn't stay in communication with people very easily who kept sliding 100 years ago. And a certain impatience would generate one way or the other. But that impatience was not destructive. An ordinary living was not destructive. It had to be quite cataclysmic. Somebody had to louse up time and louse up location before living became unbearable. You know, there had to be such things as jails and protested time and couldn't get out ofs and miserable circumstances and all of this sort of thing before you started getting wound up in a circle. And the only thing that was capable of doing this, by the way, was implants. GPM implants, about the only thing that could louse this thing up. You'd probably be like that today if you didn't have a few of these implants. All right. Now, the point, I mean, you would have lasted through processing or no processing. This can get into disrepute very easily. You go yesterday, you see them building a new courthouse. See? So you throw yourself back down the time track, one way or the other, and choose the location where they're going to build a courthouse, dig a hole in the ground, roof it over with a very thin coat of shale. They build so much weight in the future on this spot. You see, they build just so much weight in that courthouse, and it eventually falls in. You're not even there the day it falls in. You got an alibi. Well, nonsense of this sort of thing proposes itself, but in actual fact, you didn't have too much trouble with time. And you could slip around on the subject of time very easily. If you have fixed time, you get a fixed reaction. You get a presence of self and the matter, energy, space, and time, which necessitates a reaction. You've got to have a reaction now. This is an enforced reaction. There is no way of escaping a reaction. You can't drift back 1,000 years. Just sit this one out. Now, you slip back 1,000 years because you dare not confront something. You find yourself popping up those 1,000 years in a hurry because you've got a reason why. You got a no-confront going of some kind or another. But anyway, to be very uninvolved about the situation, here you are with a very thin, fixed present time. And, of course, you have very little time. And it is the absence of time or the presence of time, that's the unwanted absence, unwanted presence of time, which gives problems. The source of all problems is time. If you want to take apart somebody's problems at a very esoteric level, you just start scouting time down. You start taking his time apart on the subject of his problems. This is quite amusing. You say, tell me a problem you have had, see?
Well, so and so.
You say, all right, now, what time was awry there? Where was there too much time? Where was there too little time? And Now, don't mistake me. This is not a one-way road to glory because it has a tendency to become a little bit limited and slightly esoteric. And it's the quality of reaction, you see, is A-R-C. But I'm just showing you here that you could just choose one of these points, the most important one of matter, energy, space, and time, and significance. You can just change that time. Reactions to that time as a point, which you normally wouldn't explore at all. On the single subject of problems, you know, tell me a problem you've had, so-and-so, all right, how was the time awry? What was the matter with time at that point? Well, I didn't have enough time, or I had too much time. This is the normal reaction. You could do some shredding of the bank. You could knock the guy around in the bank. You tend to move him on the time track. You could do some interesting things, and he sure wouldn't have the problems that he had, you see? One of the problems you have with study, for instance, is insufficient time. One of the problems I have with teaching you is insufficient time. Time is made insufficient by the economic status of the thing, or the dear loved ones who keep pestering you. And we wouldn't have any problem at all with any student, you see, if it just weren't for these two factors. They're very simple factors, the factors of economics and the factor of familial or organizational relationships, you see. These factors kicked out would only then be monitored by the factor, well, you can get old, you know, sitting around in a body. I didn't mean any particular student. But the fight I'm making here is that problems, the peculiar thing called a problem, is quite different than a reaction. And the peculiar thing called a problem is adjusted by simply an adjustment of just this one little part of matter, energy, space, time, and significance. Just adjust the time and you do something. Now, oddly enough, you can also adjust problems by location. Less effectively, but you can still adjust them by location. Location is a part of matter, energy, space, and time because by space and energy or mass, we, of course, have it understood that it is someplace or is going through a certain location in space. So we say you could adjust that by that. Well, spotting spots in space, just that all by itself produces some remarkable reactions because it's handling just this one little thing called location. And that, of course, will handle somebody's problems. Somebody goes out here and runs into a tree with a car, about your fastest process, not necessarily the best process, but the process which would go all the way down and fit his case level at the moment, which could be quite low, would just run, reach and withdraw on the tree. Go out and find the actual tree. That's spot in space. And go reach and withdraw on the tree, and then go find the car wherever it is, and run reach and withdraw on the car, and reach and withdraw on the tree, and reach and withdraw on the car. I don't care if the car's up in the garage someplace. Flatten it with a car, you see, flatten it with a tree, touch all the ground around there, and so forth. And then you say, well, what's the time factors involved? Well, if we hadn't been going so fast, we wouldn't have hit so hard. That's the obvious factor. All impact is based on a scarcity of time. There's too much happening and too little time. Now, every time you as a thetan have rendered some horrendous and damaging impact, you, of course, have scrunched these things up. That's not necessarily aberrative, and there's nothing you do, by the way, that is very aberrative over a period of time. You've committed overts and damaged people, and you'll commit overts against the greater good of the greater number of dynamics, and then you'll consider that you don't deserve to go any place or be up, but that's holding yourself in your own trap. In just the normal course of, well, there's a war, and you shot some soldiers, and you got shot at, you lost a couple of buddies, and your wife turned into a barfly, something like this, you know, normal course of existence with a war, and so forth. That's about as aberrative as blowing your nose. See? That's nothing. See? Nothing. You lose three or four boyfriends and that sort of thing, and that's nothing. Not on the long line of aberration, because none of that is sufficient to stand forever in space or completely shut off the whole line, you see. You have to get some very interestingly complicated mechanisms making these facsimiles of people stay in present time, bothering them all the time, with them reacting against them all the time, to build up a tremendous lot of reactions, which then becomes the personality of the individual. See, that trick had to be introduced to it. There's only that trick, by the way. That's why you can run engrams today and why you suddenly got engrams today, because that's the chief engram. That's what makes engrams unrunnable. That's why we couldn't run engrams, you see. Well, we can handle that while we can run engrams and we can clear up the track. All right, now, let's get back to this thing called reaction. Your reaction to matter, energy, space, and time is couched in numerous ways. But where those reactions tend to not communicate or tend to obsessively communicate, you rough up energy. Energy gets roughed up, and then it stays in the picture and so forth. In other words, the energy is flowing at 1 foot per second, and you get in a hurry and you make it flow at 3 feet per second, but it isn't really flowing that way. Or you prevent it from flowing at 1 foot per second and make it flow 1 inch per second. In other words, the normal course of flows is interrupted because of the existence of a problem or an obsession to be at, or a feeling you've got to get away from it, or, you know, it's bad, or it's this, or it's that. And all of these things result in the fact that you bypass charge. Charge is there, so you go into this thing, crunch, and you re-stimulate some charge, or you try to get away from zoom, and so forth. Well, what's dictating this? It's former reactions. What gets kindled there is a former reaction of some kind or another. And that former reaction throws into re-stimulation some earlier engram, some earlier AIC break, some earlier this, some earlier that. See? You get how this works. In other words, you confront matter, energy, space, time, and significance in a certain way, and there will be a picture of similar matter, energy, space, time, and significance confronted in a certain way, which is reactivated by your reaction to the present matter, energy, space, time, and significance. In other words, you take package B and you react to, well, one of you girls sees a mouse on the floor, see? This is one of the things that drives women mad. That's because I'm supposed to, see? And you see a mouse on the floor, and reaction to the mouse is, yeah! See? All right. Now, the last mouse you saw before this, you see, your reaction was duplicate. You went, yeah! And the mouse before that you saw, see, your reaction to that was, yeah! So you've got three yeahs. Now, those former ones, you understand, are in picture form, and the present one is in matter, energy, space, and time form. See? But the others are copies of the same thing, so your reaction here rekindles the reaction then, so you get that picture pulled in. Now, that reaction intensifies this reaction. It's like hooking two locomotives up to where one was only pulling before, see? Now, because you never scented the second locomotive, you wonder, why did I so hard here? Becomes inexplicable. It's a mischarge. See that? Now, the auditor comes along, and he says, the reason why you went here is because formerly you went And the person says, oh, yes, of course. We don't even really have to spot when we formally went yow, because what we've done is just kick off not the facsimile, we handle the reaction factor of the facsimile. Got it? We just handle one little piece of this. We handled that piece most intimate to the Thetan, which was his reaction, his ARC. So, when we handle that, that as is as fast, so the other charge drops out and you cease to have bypass charge. Follow this. You better get a good grip on this. I can see some of you a little floundering on this. I've given you a lot of data here all of a sudden. Now, the only thing that caused a re-stimulation of yesterday's charge was the fact that you reacted the same way today that you reacted yesterday. The devil with the situation, the reaction was the same. So when the reaction was the same, you pulled in yesterday's situation. Unwittingly pulled in yesterday's situation and didn't even know it. It's because the reaction was the same. You're not even vaguely interested in running out yesterday's association as a facsimile. You're just interested in clipping out of it this one little piece of it, which is reaction. You just want to do a reactionectomy. Because your reaction today re-stimulated your reaction in the yesterday incident, see? Now you say to the guy, well, the reason you reacted to a mouse today was because you reacted to a mouse, same way, yesterday. Oh, similar incident yesterday. Oh, yes, of course. He doesn't even know about it. All of a sudden, he feels all right. This is a very strange phenomenon, unless you understand what you're kicking out. All you're doing is you're saying, reaction today, reaction yesterday. You've actually matched terminal two things, and they go, bzzz. You're handling reactions. Now, this is quite different than handling the facsimile. Now, let us go back and go all over this thing again. Very short, sweet, simple. You got a thetan at point A. And you got matter, energy, space, time, and significance at point B. Now, the reaction, or the interaction between these two things, I should say, is the thetan's reaction to the matter, energy, space, time, and significance at point B. See? You understand? The reaction to it. And that reaction to it is expressed in our language in ARC. His ARC with regard to it. 89 cars pile up in a horrendous pier on the freeway. See? But I think it's the real reason they have freeways. They can pile up more cars on them more suddenly. and here you have a facsimile of 89 cars piled up on each other. Now, boy, there's matter, energy, space, time, and significance. 89 cars piled up on the freeway, crunch. See? Now, there's another thing here, and that is a thetan's reaction to this. Didn't matter whether he part of it, or observed it, or read it in the paper, or something like this, you understand? His reaction is a different thing. Now, your quarrel with many things that are wrong in the world, and my quarrel with many things that are wrong with the world, is because our reactions are quite different to the other people's reactions to the same thing. Now, you understand, it's just 89 cars piled up on the freeway. Now, that, in present time, is, and as it becomes yesterday, is a facsimile of what had been, you see. Now, that is a thing. That's a facsimile. Now, we're not talking about taking apart, this is running engram, see, we're not talking about taking apart these 89 cars piled up on the freeway. That's not what we're talking about. See? We're just talking about the guy's reaction to it. And that's all you handle on an ARC break. You get yourself so involved with these 89 cars piled up on the freeway as matter, energy, space, time, and significance that you never can sort out the guy's reaction to it. You say, oh, well, you've got an ARC break because you were driving down the street and you saw two cars almost hit. and you start cursing the police department or the highway department or drivers. Oh, yes. Now, is that, did that re-stimulate an earlier similar incident? And he says, I know. But your meter says, earlier similar incident. You say, it re-stimulated an earlier similar incident. And he says, oh? All of a sudden, he doesn't have an ARC break. He doesn't quite understand why or how or anything else. See, pure magic. Right, now if you didn't understand that you were just supposed to handle his reaction, you're liable to be doing this. Well, let's see, similar incident, huh? Earlier similar incident. When was this earlier similar incident? Let's handle the time of the earlier similar incident. When was this earlier similar incident? Oh, 1948. Well, it wasn't. It happened in 1948. Oh, 89 cars on the freeway piled up. Which car were you in? You run an R3R, man. It isn't that you can't run it, but you're now in for a long, arduous job because this is basic on automobile accidents for this Thetan, 1948. I can see it now on that monocycle, 89 trillion years ago, engaged on his 8 billionth personal private accident. He got a long chain, see? And you're going to cut into it at the end and cure an ARC break. No, you're not going to do anything at all. What you want to handle is his reaction. Here's the way to handle it, see? You say, oh, you're down the street and you had an ARC break with other drivers and you had an awful argument. Is that right? All right. Was it a this? Was it a that? Was it a this? Was it a that? Was, you know, you're trying to sort out in the incident itself, was anything missed, you see? Was it any infinity in the incident missed, you know, reality, communication, and so on, an earlier communication break, an earlier incident re-stimulated? Pang! You say, well, it's always an earlier incident re-stimulated. Well, it doesn't always show up that way, see? You say, well, it was an earlier incident re-stimulated. You had an earlier incident of a similar kind re-stimulated there up on the street when you had that upset. Oh, what do you know? It's all right with him. Needle quiets up. Sometimes the eager beaver says, what was it? What was it? Perfectly all right. Let him do it. What was it? Let him do it. Don't help him out. He says, oh, let's see, earlier incident. Oh, he says, it's that 89 car pileup on the freeway. Yes. Oh, yeah, I was upset the same way. And you say, thank you very much. Recall an ARC break. Because if you do another thing, you're walking not on eggs. Much thinner and crisper than that. All you have to do is direct his attention, direct his interest, and he passes over from point A and now straight over to B and jumps in without the benefit of swimming trunks or anything else. He's just been gone. You understand? The way to get somebody in an incident, you don't use this technique anymore, is just ask him for the largest object in the incident. PC's mentioned a house recently. You say, all right, the house. What kind of a house was it? There he is. He's right in the incident. You can push him over there using matter, energy, space, time, and significance. Well, actually, you can peel these things off by doing a reactionectomy with ARC. You understand those mechanics, you'll see them work out. You'll see them work out in yourself. You'll recognize, eventually, that the only time you fail to put your finger on it is when you didn't have the requisite item on your ARC break list. Your ARC break list is insufficiently complete. Let's do some ARC breaks in auditing. All right. Recall an auditing ARC break in the last month. All right, you've got what? How many processes? How many processes might have been done? Let's look them over. How many lists would you have to run on this ARC break? Well, you'd have to say, all right, what process were you doing? In that ARC break you just recalled, what process were you doing? What was being done on you as a process? All right, very good. Your item, or the reason for the ARC break, is on that list. See, because you got a listing ARC break, you got session ARC breaks, listing ARC breaks, engram running ARC breaks, you see, and implant ARC break lists, you've got all these lists. Because there's a number of combinations that can cause, and these are empirically worked out, not just intellectually. And you normally will find these things. The only thing I would add to both 3N and R3R, because auditors are switching between them unintelligibly sometimes, is on each one, wrong date, wrong duration, earlier wrong date, earlier wrong duration. And I'd put those four questions on both the 3N and the R3R ARC break lists. That's a correction of the list. I put those on just to make awful sure. Because people do an awful lot of illegal dating, I'm beginning to find out, and durationing and so forth. While running 3N, they do an awful lot of it. It isn't necessary at all, and yet they do it. And so they make a mistake in it, and then everything goes bluey on it. And then they do a 3N ARC break assessment form, and of course, the wrong date, wrong duration are on the R3R. Assessment form, so they don't find the cause for the ARC break. Now, all ARC breaks become because of, I've left you adrift here somewhere or another. You recognize that any PAT procedure would have its ARC break list, which would give all types of charge that might get bypassed. Because these are just lists of charge that might get bypassed. Possibly, it's bypassable charge. And that's all an ARC break list is. And when you go and make one up, as you may well do one fine day, you make up an ARC break list. All you have to do, you find yourself sitting someplace without any materials, you see. You haven't got any lists with you and so forth. You can sit down and make them up by just figuring out, well, what's all the kinds of charge I might bypass in this particular procedure? Or what are all the types of charge I might bypass in a session? And then, of course, we remember that it's current in the session or earlier in some other session or earlier someplace else. So we always say we've got the item that might get bypassed, and then we've got the same item with earlier in front of it, see? It's always double. See, the wrong date, we always, of course, then followed up by say, was an earlier wrong date found, you see? Because we might have just kicked in yesterday's session and unwittingly had a wrong date in yesterday's session, not suspected it until today. Now, the trouble with ARC breaks is they never rekindle until they're keyed in. And an ARC break is always a key-in. It is never the fact. It is always the follow-up from the fact. So you would almost always get missed withhold to read on an ARC break list. Inevitably, missed withhold is going to read, because that's, of course, the common denominator of all ARC breaks, and it requires a missed withhold to key in the ARC break. So you sometimes find, grandly and gorgeously, missed withhold, and tell the PC it's a missed withhold, and the ARC break doesn't diminish. Now, the missed withhold, you see, just keyed in the thing, and if I had my way about it, in actual fact, I would omit missed withhold because it might be a trap. It requires a missed withhold, and you're liable to find the missed withhold and tell the PC it's it while having a date a trillion years wrong in an incident. See, the missed withhold keyed it. Therefore, he's so fixated on the key in that you don't get the other on the list. You say, well, is there a wrong date in this session? There's no. Everything's null. You have a missed withhold, see? Bang! Yes, oh, yes, so on. You said so and so, you did me and you dog, see? And that's a funny reaction to an ARC break. That isn't the curative reaction. You'll very often say, well, we found a wrong goal, you'll say, very innocently, solving your ARC break, you see. We found a wrong goal. God damn it, I told you that goal was... No, you didn't find it. Not the right bypass charge. You found the key in. You very often find the key in, which just simply keys the bypass charge in again. You sometimes will see this happen. You give this list right on out down the line, and you say, well, we found a wrong goal on you. Found a wrong goal. Oh, yes, I said that goal was wrong. Go down, Don't be upset. You didn't do a wrong assessment. You just found the key in. Not now. Let's go back and do another assessment and find the bypass charge. First thing you do with something like that is to find out, let's see, am I assessing the right list? That's an awful good thing to ask yourself because you're liable to get kind of rattled in the middle of an ARC break as an auditor. You all of a sudden find with her, no, you're not. You thought you were doing 3N, but you just remembered that early in the session you dated and durationed an engram. You dated and durationed something early in the session. You've run some R3R. Nah, let's get that R3R list out. Don't do the 3N one again and work yourself to death. You already did that. Have some confidence in your own assessing. Nothing red, so it isn't on it. Get another list. Get another list, and you go down the line. Well, we re-stimulated finding a wrong goal in an earlier session on you. Oh? No kidding. That's why I was so ARC broke last month. Yeah, that's why I was mad at Charlie. Yeah, that's the wrong goal. To be a tit willow, that's the wrong goal. You didn't even tell him what one it is. He brightens up all the way along the line. He goes along just fine. Everything's fine now. Get the idea? You understand the mechanics of the thing, you can handle it. There are various types of charge that you can bypass. What do you mean by bypass a charge? Well, kick it without revealing it. Set up a reaction between point A and B without disclosing it to the PC or yourself. And when a violent reaction exists between point A and point B in a session, which is totally unknown to both the auditor and the PC, it will continue to be a violent reaction until the reaction is spotted. You don't have to spot the incident, you have to spot the reaction. Now, what you want to do is get rid of that reaction just by assessing it out and indicating it. You don't have to be fancy about it. Now, one of the things which you make a mistake on ARC breaks is this. It's very short and very simple. And something I hope you'll remember. It only requires that you locate and indicate the bypass charge. And if you are called upon, because the ARC break didn't clear up, to go further into it and date the incident and let the PC to remember it and some straight wire and get it all patched up and get it all glued together somehow or another and go to a lot of work after that is said, you didn't find the bypass charge. You got that? Anytime you're sitting there and say, well, the PC said, well, I didn't see. You said it's long gone. Was it this goal we're working on right now? I don't think it's this goal we're working on right now. It doesn't seem to be this goal we're working on. I suppose it was maybe an earlier goal and so forth. Well, what's the date of this bypass goal? What's the date of this goal that we missed? What's the date of this goal we missed? You say, well, that was all right. Let's try to find the goal. I mean, find the date of the goal. Knock it off, man. The PC has to do something else now means you didn't find the bypass charge. Maybe it isn't on the list you're using. Ever think of that? You see, you could be doing 3N, and you get a session ARC break. And you do a 3N assessment thinking the error is totally in 3N, as it usually is. But you say, well, it's little tick here on missed withhold. You had a missed withhold. Well, what was a missed withhold? When did we miss this missed withhold? What? Where? Say, wait, what? What missed withhold? Well, why didn't you catch it early in the cycle? I don't know anymore. You keep nagging me these midroots, but why? Why spend any time on it? Let's get another sheet and assess it. Let's add to our list. Let's do something. Because this is invariably wrong in the presence of that reaction, is you have not identified the bypass charge. That's all. If you don't know that, you'll discard this system because you'll get losers. You'll say, well, it cures up most ARC breaks. No, it cures all ARC breaks, providing you can identify the bypass charge. If it didn't cure the ARC break, either it isn't comprehensibly on the list, the PC didn't understand it when it was read, or it isn't on the list which you are using. Now, I've seen two instances of this very recently, very skilled auditing, and the ARC break was not cured, but was totally available simply because it was forgotten. The little piece of another thing was run in this session besides what was being run in the session, but the ARC break assessment was made on the main thing being run in the session, but the ARC break bypass charge was on those 3 minutes of other process, which both auditor and PC had completely forgotten. You feel like a perfect jackass sometimes on this, because 3 or 4 days after you've had rough 3 or 4 days, and you accidentally pick up the right sheet, or you add something to your list, and you're doing another assessment on the same PC, and you all of a sudden find, ever since Tuesday, we have had a wrong goal. But we're not running goals. How could we have had a wrong goal since Tuesday? We're not running anything but engrams. How could it be? Yet there it is. Go into it sometime. Session goal. I know it doesn't sound very strenuous. But he set a session goal to not be afraid. That was all it took. Yet you haven't been running 3N, but there was a goal. These things are sometimes very wild. You're not running R3R, you're running 3N, and you're not dating anything. You can date, but you weren't dating anything, and you've just been going on, and everything's been perfectly happy, and PC nattery, and nothing getting done, and the RR disappearing, and accidentally you trigger something and you decide that you better do this 3R3 assessment form. How you find out you've had a wrong duration? You've had a wrong duration. And the wrong duration's been sitting right there. But what's the wrong duration? Oh, well, the week before, in the very area you're running, you tried to find how long this implant series had required. And you'd gotten 467 trillion trillion years. And it was the wrong duration. Since it only happened particularly 43 trillion years ago. No, you see, and you said, well, we just kind of can't make it out, you said to yourself, but you kind of never bothered to tell the PC and so forth. Well, this light lay doggo. For a whole week, the PC felt fine, and everything was going along fine. Then all of a sudden, brow! See, some session ARC break, a missed withhold in the session, keyed this other one. And there that other one was, lying around your neck like a casket. See? You feel like a perfect blithering idiot sometimes on these things. Sessions later, you suddenly collide with one, you know, and it's been there all the time. PC's been hard to audit. You've industriously assessed everything you could think of. You did your very, very best, and it'll have some weird little curve on it of some kind or another that really isn't a curve at all. It's staring you right in the face, and it should have been right there all the time. You should have recognized it. The PC should have recognized it. Everybody should have seen it, but you didn't. They're sneakers. Some of these things, real sneakers. And it cuts right down to the wrong date, wrong duration, wrong incident. You find out, much to your horror, that you've been running 5 implant series simultaneously. 5 implant series simultaneously. The poor PC has been going the first 2 items out of implant 3 series, you see, and the next 2 items out of implant 5, and the next 2 items out of implant 1. And of course, this makes other items re-stimulated in each one of the other implants. Makes you feel kind of green sometimes, you look at it. And yet it was apparently all running all right. And you said, all right, is this just one series? And he coughed at the moment or something, you know. You never worried about it when you went over it. And then all of a sudden you're running a series which is misdated by God knows how long. You've got a whole GPM, and it took place 100 years ago. And you say, how the hell did it get up this close to present time? What the hell is this all about? Well, some wildcat area someplace or another, and they just never got the word that it's passé, use psychiatry now. And they're still at it, eager beaver, and they're putting in to be dead, you know, to be dead, to be dead, to be dead, you know, and so forth. And you said, oh, look at this, boy, to be dead. Pow! Man, he's right there at the beginning of the heliotropus. Implant series. All right, let's get this. All right. To be dead? All right, that's fine. Now let's get dead. Nick's dead. Well, Nick's dead doesn't fire. Well, let's random list on this. Let's random list. No dead, not dead. Fires. Oh, well, all right. Nick's dead. It doesn't fire. Wet yourself green. Try to get in there, you see. All right, well, you finally manage to persuade him to get Nick's dead to fire. You've said it often enough or something. And you say, all right, now let's get absolutely dead. Absolutely dead. There's your line plot right there. There it is. Absolutely dead. Doesn't fire. Nick's absolutely dead. Doesn't fire. Oh, I guess he can't run GPM, you see. Well, let's come off of this goal. Let's get on to some other things here. Let's try you on an assessment R3R. And halfway through your assessment on R3R, all of a sudden puts death down on the line, something like that. And blows his head off. See, a volcano never interrupted as fast or as furiously or as inexplicably. And you say, what the hell happened? And you get out a listing. Because you're listing, see? You get out a listing, ARC break list, and go. You say, all right, all right. I chopped a communication of yours in the session. All right. All right. But you shouldn't do it. He says, I guess ARC break assessing doesn't work. No, the ARC break was when you were doing 3N. It's on another list. Like one day you're plowing along and you suddenly have occasion to do a 3N assessment. You find a wrong goal. You find a wrong date. 3N. Wrong date. What the hell could it be? Wrong date. You just keep missing, and all of a sudden he says, I guess the idea has something to do with death, and you said to be dead. Well, is it the wrong date of that? Is that it? You're trying to follow through and understand this thing. Well, what is the date of that? 1862. One the GPM, it was the doctor and the hospital corpsman in the Civil War arguing over the top of the corpse. You thought you were running a GPM. They rocket red. Well, that was it. That gives you some idea. Now, there's where you tangle up. You just don't use the right list for the right action. But if you do find the bypass charge, you've got it, and it's on. The bulk of them are on lists, and you can locate them, and so forth. And if they don't take care of the whole ARC break right now, you haven't found what it is. And that's the one thing I want to impress you with, because otherwise, you're just going to tear yourselves wrong side out, because the PC now will want to remember, and the PC will want this, and the PC will want that, and the PC will want it dated, and so forth. Well, what's all this reaction? It's just you haven't found the bypass charge, that's all. You found some cousin to it someplace or another, and you've just keyed in something else. Follow it? No, ARC breaks consist of bypass charge. They always go out of line the moment you get the reaction, which the reaction, of course, is the PC's regard toward an incident or his reaction to an incident. When you get that spotted, when you get what kind of a reaction it was in a general classification to what, your ARC break blows up. If your ARC break doesn't blow up, you haven't found the bypass charge, and the reaction between A and B, therefore, is not explained. Okay? Well, I wish you lots of luck with it. Okay. Thank you.